Module 5. Exercise 5. Page 61. Speaker 1.
Everyone thinks studying abroad is really exciting, but it doesn't really appeal to me. Because of my parents' jobs, I moved around a lot when I was growing up, so I've spent most of my life in boarding schools all around the world. That means I felt like a tourist all my life and would much rather stay where I am now with my friends. I'm not sure which course is right for me, so that's why I haven't enrolled in any courses yet. But I know for sure that whatever I do, I'm going to do it right here.
Speaker 2.
Most of my friends want to take a gap year before going on to further education. I'd love to travel as well. I just figure I can do that after I graduate. The thing is, I know exactly what I want to study, so I've already enrolled in a course for September. I've always been interested in the past. I think it's important to know how we got where we are today. I'm particularly interested in the medieval times, which is one of the options for my degree. I can't wait to start.
Speaker 3.
Ever since I was young, I never really liked being away from home. Even when I stayed overnight at my friends' houses, I would always miss my family. I'm not going to let that stop me from achieving my dreams, though. I want to study French, and I know that the best way to learn a language is by using it every day. So, I'm going to move to France and go to university there. I know it will be hard at first, but it will make me a stronger and more independent person.
Speaker 4.
My parents have always pushed me to become a doctor or an architect. I want to make them happy, but I'm not sure that university is right for me. I told them I was going to take a gap year after school to consider my options. They think I'm going to work for a while and save money to study. The truth is, I'm not interested in going to university and I'm ready to start my career. I've already found myself a job and I start work next week.